Have you here, Morgan? Let me start with you. What could we do to get the wall funded?
Well, there's a lot of things we could do. Unfortunately, I'm hearing, Louie, that the House has said they don't expect any votes, and the Senate is now expected to say they're going to punt until the new Congress comes in. I hope that's not true, because there are things we could do. Of course, the easiest one would be for the Senate to revise its rules in cases like this and get rid of the modern filibuster rule, which didn't come about until the 1970s, and go back to the historic rule where you actually have to stand in the well of the Senate and argue your case.
Doesn't that make sense, though? I love that. I mean, that was, Jimmy Stewart, Mr. Smith goes to Washington. You want to take the time? You got to stand there and debate. We're not just going to have a gentleman's agreement. You can say you're going to filibuster and say, oh, well, we'll all go home.
Right. And another thing they could do is we could use reconciliation. Now, the time is running low on that. But certainly if we had started earlier, or even last week, and theoretically we could do it if we started today, but it doesn't look like leadership in the Senate wants us to go in that direction. But we could do it.
Morgan, explain. I'm sure a lot of people hear the term reconciliation, and it doesn't make sense. What are they talking about?
Sure.
But it does get around the requirement in the Senate, the self-imposed requirement of 51 votes, that they get 60 votes in order to begin or end debate. But so, explain reconciliation. What could be done through that so-called process to avoid having to get 60 votes?
Well, what happens is we send a budget over with instructions that they work towards money for the wall, and then we would then instruct them to reconcile our budget with the Senate budget, and that only requires a mere majority. It doesn't require the 60 votes to get through the debate, and that moves the process along a lot faster. The Senate could do that if we were all willing to work through the weekend, but it doesn't appear that the Senate leadership is willing to move that way. I think the House would if the Senate said we were willing to move that way. I know that the members of the House caucus, the Republican caucus, would do so based on that strong vote. Nancy Pelosi said we couldn't get the vote to pass the $5 billion for the wall, and we got it, and I think we had about a 30-vote margin.
Yep. Well, Scott, I mean, you're Pennsylvania. You had a close race this last time. I was shocked that people didn't understand just how important you are to the U.S. Congress. But what are you hearing from folks about the wall?
Well, Louie, thanks so much for having me and Morgan on and this great audience that Sean has, and for being Louie Gohmert, a guy that we all look up to, stands up all the time, anytime, every time against injustice. And I tell you what I'm hearing, whether I was in the post office, on Christmas Eve, and then I went to a gas station. I went to a couple different places. My wife kept on waiting for me to get home. I told her I would just be a few minutes, but every single place I went, people, of course, they recognized me. I'm their member of Congress, and we just had a pretty high-profile race here in Pennsylvania for the seat. And almost every single person said to me, when are we going to build the wall? You got to build the wall. We got to secure the border. We can't have these people coming in. We got people in, Louie, you know this. There's fentanyl coming from China across the southern border, up 700 seizures, up 750% since the beginning of the year. That stuff is killing a person in each one of my counties every single day on overdose. And we know that the border security that the president's talking about, a physical barrier, works in the places that it's been tried, whether it's been San Diego and or Israel, whether it's been in this country or other countries. We see the infiltration of people coming across a physical barrier when you have one drop by 90 or more percent. So when the liberals say that it doesn't work, I have no idea where they're getting their information. The Vatican has a wall around it, and as you know, Louie, very well, former President Obama's new home in Washington, D.C. has a physical barrier, wall of fence around it, because, and you know why that has it, it's because it works. And, quite honestly, I don't understand the tactic of the Democrat. I kind of did understand it initially when soon-to-be Speaker Pelosi said, you don't have the votes, so we're not going to do this. But once we produced the votes, it seemed to me that if she were smart about this tactically, she would say, well, you do this now, vote the way you want to, you do your wall funding or whatever, and we can all vote no. All your Republicans will vote yes, and I won't have to deal with it in my speaker's race. But I'm going to tell you, this president is he is steadfast for the America's border security, and he's going to stand firm, I think, on this thing. And sooner or later, he's going to crack them, and yep. They're going to have to vote for some kind of border security, because this president knows that our country has been left bare, has been laid bare. Louis, you know this well. I mean, we're hearing the reports just this week about people being dropped off by the hundreds at the bus station or what have you, and now they're just in the country. You don't know who they are. You don't know where they're going. You don't know their criminal backgrounds, if they have them or not. You don't know any of that stuff. And well, here they are. And and Ms. Pelosi is going to have to deal with that.
Well, we've all heard people, and I know it bothers you like it does me, comparing our desire for a wall where we need it to the Iron Curtain. Morgan, have you heard people in your district make that comparison, or is everybody smart enough to understand one keeps people in, forcing them to totalitarianism, and the other just tries to protect what's there from people that would do damage to it?
Well, you do have a few people that say things like that, and they don't understand that look, we all want to have those people that want to share in the American dream to have an opportunity to come here if they want to come here and work hard. But the first act in sharing that American dream is not to break our laws. And if we want to talk about making our laws better and easier for people to get into the country, that's fine. But first, let's secure our borders and make sure that we don't have a flood coming across the border of people that we don't want. People, as Scott said, who are bringing drugs, who are doing illegal trafficking, bringing folks across for forced labor, sex slaves, et cetera. It's just not right, and we've got to do this. And the president, even if we don't get it done and get the government moving forward with the money in the budget for the wall, the president has the veto power. So if the Democrats think that somehow next week it's going to change things, it's not, because the president has the veto power, and the House will not override the president on wall money.
Well, we just got a minute, but let's take a question from Glenn in San Antonio. Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. You're on with Louis Gohmert, Morgan Griffith, and Scott Perry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm just a little confused on the bill that we passed in the Congress last week, and then it moved over to the Senate, and the Senate voted to move that bill forward, which had the funding for the wall as well as disaster relief in it. Is that bill, the House bill, is it dead when the new Congress is sworn in January the 3rd, or is it still alive to where the Senate can still vote on it?
Morgan?
No, it's dead. Once you go to a new Congress, all bills from the previous Congress are then dead, so we'd have to start over. But the Democrats have to understand they've still got to get something that's agreeable to the president, because he will veto, and we will support his veto if they don't have the wall money in there.
And they would have to get a lot of Republicans in order to override the veto. And
that is correct.
I just don't think they would have those votes. Well, folks, Morgan, Scott, can y'all hang on through the break?
I sure can.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the Sean Hannity Show. Call in, 800-941-7326. This is the Sean Hannity Show. This is Louis Gohmert with members of Congress, Morgan Griffith and Scott Perry. Morgan's a little quieter. Scott and I get out there pretty loudly sometimes expressing our position. But, Morgan, I wanted people to hear you. I mean, as smart as you are and as principled as you are, what do you think we've just got a couple of minutes. Where do you think we should go now as Republicans going into the minority over the wall and the spending?
Well, on the wall, we have to back up the president when he vetoes the Democrat bill. If it doesn't have wall money in it, then we'll have to back up the president's veto, and I think we can do that. Other than that, we will have to make sure that we try to hold them in check and aggressively pursue, you know, the bills that they're putting forward, and try to put friendly amendments on it and try to make them better, and then just fight like crazy and get the word out to the American people, because that's our job as the loyal opposition, recognizing they won the election. We're not going to try to turn it over as they've done with the presidential election.
Well,
but we also have a job to do for our constituents, and our constituents said, don't let them do these things to America.
That's right. And I remember when we went into the minority, you guys, thank goodness we're not there then, but it was a miserable time. But then our minority leader named Boehner kept using expressions like, let's just keep feeding them rope and eventually they'll hang themselves, figuratively speaking. And it just absolutely wasn't true. As I got up in conference once and said, look, you keep saying we need to feed them rope and they'll hang themselves. They're using it to hog tie us. It's time we stand up. Scott, what do you think we ought to be doing as we go into the minority next week?
Well, Louie, thank you. And, of course, we wish we weren't in the minority, but there's a reason for all that. In the meantime, we have to be the loyal opposition, and maybe people don't understand that, but that means we got to be loyal to our country, loyal to our bosses that elected us, but opposed to the bad things that we know the Democrats are going to try and implement and force on the American people. And I think one of the biggest things we can do in this current circumstance, like you said, is, like Morgan said, is sustain a presidential veto. But the other thing we can do is go out and communicate about why this is important. And when people say stuff like, well, you know, this is wasted money, walls don't work, it's too expensive, so on and so forth, I know for Pennsylvania, which is about 12.5-13 million people, we spend about $1.3 billion a year on illegal immigration and hospitalization, education, incarceration, those type of things. If you take the population of the United States, 320-some-odd million people, and divide that by 12.
We're going to have to cut off now. But y'all please come back, Scott and Morgan. We'll be right back with Sean Hannity.